Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, how about it, Tolos? We are live in Spartanburg. It is the fourth annual Morgan Square Madness, except we're not on Morgan Square. We are at Fifth Third Park. That's right. If you want to see a basketball court on a baseball field, come bring the family tonight to Spartanburg. It's a free event, and I'm here until 7 o'clock. We were here last year. We love USC Upstate, Fifth Third Park, the Burgers, Ingles, all the partners, as we are joined right now by Charlene Nelson, the Director of Alumni Relations and Annual Giving. Charlene, how are you?
Doing well. It's Charlie Ann. It's okay.
I'm done.
Segment over.
I'm fine. Charlie Ann, why did I not know that?
It's okay. I have one of those names. I can be anything you want.
What did
me to
I
be,
say,
be.
Charlene?
Charlene. Yeah, I get that a lot. I get Charlie Anna. I get it all. So.
That is so funny, but bad.
The people who love me the most call me Chuck. So
Chuck.
There you go.
Charlie Ann. I mean, it literally is spelled out that way. I don't know why I mispronounced it there. Charlie Ann Nelson. Did I say Nelson right?
No.
Say it.
Nestlin.
Well, let's start this interview over. Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. Charlie Ann Nestlin.
Did we get it right that time? You're up to speed now.
We get it right. Why do you have to have such a complicated name?
I mean, you know, I'm married a German. I don't know what to tell you.
Charlie Ann, we appreciate you joining us on the Fan Upstate this afternoon, and thanks for letting us be here. A fantastic event that you guys put on each and every year, and a little bit of a new twist this year. What are your thoughts? We're at a baseball park, and we've got a basketball court in the infield.
Very Savannah Bananas of us.
That's
right.
True.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's just pure madness. That's all it is. Madness is what it is. We have moved a couple of blocks up the street here to Fifth Third Park. The hurricane that was supposed to come and ruin our week took a hard turn right.
And
we have beautiful weather, and I don't see a cloud in the sky. I mean, it's pretty clear out there.
It looks awesome, doesn't it?
It's a perfect day for basketball and the baseball stadium.
It really is. Charlianne Nestlin joining us on the Fan Upstate. Now that I have pronounced her name correctly after I incorrectly pronounced it three times, as she joins us right here on the Fan Upstate. Talk about your role. I know we talked to you for a long time last year, but your role with Upstate.
Yeah, so I am the Director of Alumni Relations and Annual Giving, and a lot of people may wonder, why in the world am I doing something like this? A lot of my role lives in other duties as assigned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so...
as they all do, right?
Right. And so this is just a great way to engage with our community. This is far beyond just our alums and our students, but with the overall community. This is a free event. Our sponsors, like Ingles, make this happen so that we can invite the entire community out to have a great night at the brand new baseball stadium. So if you haven't had a chance to get in here and get in here for free, you can do that tonight. Also, we have the parking garage is free as well. So yeah, this is my role with this is I have strong community partnerships and it's fun to make these type of events happen. And when I think about alumni, I think about anyone who's engaged with USC Upstate or the Spartanburg community. And we like to get out here and build partnerships, build relationships, build fans, friends, all of those great things. It helps with the success of the university.
Charlie, and when you talk about an event like this, obviously students will be here tonight, parents of students, you'll have people in the community hearing about it, you know, on the radio, looking for something to do on a Thursday night, bringing their family. But I'm sure in your role as the alumni relations and annual giving, a lot of these people right now might not be giving to USC Upstate, but could be one day. So I'm sure it's good for you to be able to meet as many people as possible tonight like this, right?
That's right. Well, and it's not just about getting someone to give to the university, okay? We're building friends. We want our community businesses to hire our students, to provide internships for them. We want them to come out and buy tickets to the basketball games and support our teams. You know, I think that a lot of fans here in the Upstate for their teams that they have been supporting haven't been having very good Saturdays here recently, but here at Upstate, every Saturday, we have won every single one of our soccer matches and our track meets, all the things that we have been doing. So we win at Upstate. So the bookstore will be here tonight if you want to come out and jump on this bandwagon and get you some green Upstate gear.
Yeah.
We're the NCAA Division I sports, and we play all the big teams. Our women are opening at Clemson in just a few weeks.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and so they'll open there. We have our home opening here at the Hodge Center that following Thursday, but they will open at Clemson, and you know what? We might just beat them. You just
never know.
So
you never know.
So
especially if Dabo's coaching them right now. Sorry, did I say that? Sorry. Next topic, Charlie. I am ashamed to admit to you that I am Upstate gearless, so I will be checking out that as well.
Well, you might get a free shirt because you're one of the first 250 people here tonight.
That's true.
The first 250
That's
people tonight are going to get a new one of our new Spirit Mark T-shirts.
Get a new logo.
Well, it's a Spirit Mark. Our logo is still the U, but our Spirit Mark. So before, if anyone remembers, it was very Michigan State-ish, reversed.
Gotcha.
So now we are creating a very solid identity here for USC Upstate, and we have a really, really cool logo, our Spirit Mark, if you would. So we're excited about getting that out into our community. So first 250 people can get a shirt.
I love
for
that.
Free.
So am I supposed to call that Spirit Mark?
That's the Spirit Mark.
Spirit
yeah, that's
mark,
right.
Not
mark.
A logo.
That's right. Our logo
you're
is still our
me
U.
Today.
I'm telling you know what? That's,
what would I do without
I'm
you?
Here. That's what I'm here for. Protect the brand.
I'm
right?
telling you. Already mispronounced your name, calling it a logo. It's not a logo. It's a Spirit Mark, like a birthmark, but it's a Spirit Mark.
That's
right.
That's right. Ingrained into you.
Let's
yes.
talk about the new Spirit Mark. It's grown on me.
Uh-huh.
It has. I like it. You're wearing, for those watching the stream on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, they can see that new Spirit Mark that you're wearing. I love it. I mean, I think at first I was kind of like, but I think it's growing on me now.
Yeah, it's got the Spartan head. There's a whole story behind it.
Is there?
If you go on our website, you can see that. It's got the Spartan head. downward facing because he's charging forward,
oh,
right?
Gotcha.
We're charging forward,
yeah,
at upstate. Yeah. We're moving up and we're going forward. And it incorporates, it's got a little ear here to kind of symbolize that little upstate South Carolina, little crescent moon there. And the overall shape of it is kind of the shape of South Carolina too. So there's a lot of symbolism behind it. So we're really excited about it. Upstate is growing. We are enrollment's up. We're winning in sports. We won four Big South Conference championships last year. You can come out here and touch a trophy. All kinds of great things happen at Upstate.
Charlie Ann Nestlin joining us on the Fan Upstate. We are live. If you just tuned into the show, maybe you get off work early on this Thursday. Morgan Square Madness happening tonight. Fourth annual, normally downtown on Morgan Square. However, this year a new twist at Fifth Third Park. Your thoughts, Upstate's thoughts. I know you can't speak for the entire university in sports, but to have a venue now like this in the backyard, I mean, how cool has this been?
Well, you know, we've always had a great partnership with all of our facilities in Upstate.
Yeah.
You know, the Greenville Drive and Ford Field. We have several of our matchups there, and always enjoy our partnership with them. To have this here in Spartanburg is super convenient, and we're excited to build this relationship here with Fifth Third Park and the Spartanburgers. If you didn't know, USC Upstate opened this park.
That's right. Against Wofford.
That's exactly right. Yeah. We opened the park. That was a really big deal.
Huge
for
crowd.
Upstate and Wofford sold out game, if I'm not mistaken. And tonight we have sold out the tickets we kept allotting for this twice now.
Wow.
So it's going to be a full house. It's not going to be a full ballpark, but most of the seats lower half is going to be pretty full. It's going to be a great time. The concourse concessions are going to be open. All kinds of folks are out here. It's just like a baseball day experience, except instead of baseball, you're going to be watching basketball, which from what I hear from football fans, they're ready.
Yeah,
It's time to move on.
Yep, go ahead and call it a season, right?
Uh-huh.
Charlie Ann, let me ask you this. From a community standpoint tonight, a lot of the people listening right now, Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, might be interested in bringing the family out tonight with nothing to do. Look, it's free. You mentioned that. Parking in the parking garage next to where we are is also free. That's a big plus. What can people expect? I mean, if they have three or four kids, what can people expect from this event tonight?
Okay, so yeah, so you're going to come in. You're going to be greeted probably by the award-winning gospel choir, because
wow.
You know, we win here upstate.
We win.
A Dove award-winning gospel choir is going to be doing a pop-up concert out as you come in. The concourse is full. We got the National Guard out here. You need to get out some stress. You can come do the punching machine
and love that.
See how hard you can punch. There's Ingles is going to be out here. We're giving away free shirts for the first 250 people. The playground here, which is so cool, like a silo, Spartanburg theme by Spartanburg Medical Center, will be open for the kiddos. The basketball court, obviously down on the ground, on the field, is going to be bringing the magic. We got Jay Doo, who's the MC tonight, and we have DJ Posey, who's going to be DJing for us. It's a full production, okay?
That's
it's
awesome.
A script, a full
yeah,
scripted
yeah,
production, okay?
Yeah.
This is just not just coming out here and shooting some hoops. This is a full production. And we're going to have concessions are going to be open. All kinds of great things. Sparty's going to be out here.
Oh, yeah, good.
And I hear that the Spartanburgers mascot's going to be out here too, Chip. So
okay.
He's going to be out here. Might be a little competition dance off maybe
wow.
with Sparty and Chip. Who knows? But we'll have a lot of fun out here. There's no reason not to come out.
I love it. And last year you wrote the media into a very embarrassing knockout challenge. That was not something we were proud of.
Well, Megan Heidelberg has owned our celebrity challenge. We have Jeremy Clements, the NASCAR Xfinity driver, is going to be out here. He's bringing the speed out there. All kinds of fun things happening out there. We got some city council members out there. All kinds of things are going to happen out here tonight. Lots of fun.
Yeah, let me ask you this. From a collegiate standpoint, there are many colleges in the upstate, especially right here in Spartanburg, but across the upstate, we're littered with colleges and universities. Oh, is it extra special to be able to have a night like this when it feels like, and I don't want to say something incorrect here, but it feels like you guys are the only one doing something to this magnitude, right?
You know, we like to say that there's a lot of colleges and universities and in this area that have a lot of walls up around them, right?
Sure, yeah.
USC Upstate, the entire mission of USC Upstate has been to respond to the workforce needs of our community, starting out as a nursing college.
Okay.
So you know, it is our mission to go out into our community and provide the needs of our community. And you know what? Entertainment's a great need of our community as well. So we're responding to the needs of our community. We're
That's
getting
awesome.
Out there. Yes, there's a lot of colleges and universities. We are the only outdoor basketball tip-off event in the entire state of South Carolina.
Wow.
That's a great, huge thing to be proud of.
Do you know where that idea came from?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me and my friend Chris Taylor, who is our Vice Chancellor of External Affairs, was talking to me, telling me how they did this great event similar to this in Louisville.
Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. And I wanted to know what would it take to do something like that. So 4 years ago, this is our fourth year, so 4 years ago, BMW Pro-Am was going on, and there was a Marshall Tucker Band was performing on Church Street.
That's right.
and us and the mayor and some community leaders were sitting in Delaney's, mm-hmm. and we thought, how crazy would it be if we put a basketball court in the middle of Morgan Square?
Sure.
Like, let's make that be that thing, you know? And everybody said, let's go with it, you know? The Johnson Group jumped on board, Morgan Square Hospitality, obviously Ingles, Bojangles and Rigsby's. Like, we
That's
just
awesome.
Had a ton. Spartan Waste has been there from the beginning. I mean, we just had so many community partners that made this happen, and that's where the birth of it came, just walking across campus having a conversation. But you know, that USC Upstate, the theme that year was reimagine, and we were reimagining everything at Upstate, and that was one of them, and it just keeps getting bigger and better. Last year, if you remember, we had to pivot. It was supposed to be the week after Helene hit.
That's right.
We had to reschedule 2 weeks later. Didn't stop the crowd from coming out whatsoever. So we just hope it just keeps getting bigger and better. And then maybe, who knows, one day we might get ourselves a convocation centering.
Why not?
Who knows?
Why not? Let's go ahead and do it. Well, last question for you. You kind of led me into it. For those listening, curious, I mean, is it a year-to-year thing in terms of where you have it in years going forward?
Yeah, so it is. We have established this as first Thursday in October.
Sure.
Hopefully the schedules work out for that and the weather as well.
No more hurricanes.
But that is the plan, and it does. We hope to keep it as a yearly event, as long as everyone keeps supporting us, and especially if our basketball teams get to the point where they're winning Big South conferences and things like that. And you know, we're here at the baseball stadium this year, and we hope to continue those relationships to move them forward. So there's no telling. There's no telling.
But in terms of where it'll be next year?
Yeah, we have not. I would imagine we would stay here.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason why we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're getting through tonight. Before we start thinking about for next year. But yeah, we're real excited about it.
Now, brass tacks, let's get down to it. The real stuff that matters. From Spartanburg, I got to ask you, Spartanburg.
Do it.
What are we doing with the clock tower?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a mess right now. Why are we taking that down?
You know, here's the deal. You know, that is very sentimental to us, and we have it in our logo for this event. You know, and it's very important and things like that. But I think that it shows how much our community cares and how ingrained they are to the things in our community. And I hope that they can come to a mutual decision that makes everyone happy. Who knows? You know what we don't have at Upstate? Hmm. We don't have a clock tower. Who knows? Maybe we just need to pop it up on the back of a truck and move it to USC Upstate's campus. That's my idea.
One more controversy that you have to settle. We've had this conversation, this debate argument on the show before. USC Upstate, is it in Spartanburg or is it in Bowling Springs?
you know, technically it's in Valley Falls.
There you go. You're right. Valley Falls isn't even like a
a place. Well, it used to be a little mill town, a little mill village.
Yeah.
So I live in the big town of Fingerville.
So you know you can't
dismiss these little small towns.
That's right.
But yeah, we started out in a peach orchard out there. It literally was in the middle of a peach orchard. And so we've grown and grown and grown. And yes, we're just outside the city limits. But we're in the county.
Yep. Love it. And are you going to get in on the National Guard punching bag?
Oh, I've already told him if I do, I'll break the glass behind
it.
Yeah,
that's true.
We
should have printed out my face, and you could have put it on there that way for me mispronouncing your name. Come on, are you kidding me? That'd be great content.
Oh, you know, Colt, you're too much of a nice guy. I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. You're the first person to say that, by the way.
Oh,
Charlie Ann Neslin, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you guys for allowing us to be here as well. What an awesome event, and we look forward to it every single year.
Thank you so much. I've had a great time.
We will continue the conversation. Madison Robinson joining us on the other side right here on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the fourth annual Morgan Square Madness, and this year a little bit new of a twist. We are live at Fifth Third Park in Spartanburg, home of the Hub City Spartanburgers, as we continue the conversation. Almost have a banner fall on us over here.
That's a great start.
You gotta stay alert in these kind of situations with the wind rolling in. But we're joined right now, continuing the excitement for tonight's event, by two students here at USC Upstate. Madison Robinson Miller, is that
yes,
right?
Yes.
Apologize.
It's
and
okay.
Emma Hudson, both students. And Madison, president?
Yes, I'm the student body president at USC Upstate. I'm a senior criminal justice major.
I love it. Love it. Absolutely love it. And Emma, you are the vice president. Is that right?
Yes, student body vice president. I'm an exercise science major, senior at Upstate. I also do a lot of work on the athletic side of things.
So, look, when you talk about an event like this, you guys are heavily involved with your university. What is your involvement, both of you? You can both answer this. What's your involvement in an event like this tonight?
I think the biggest thing is getting students to come out. You know, a lot of first-year students may not know what all of this is about, but it's our fourth year doing it, so a lot of momentum has been built up from it. So being able to help be that voice for the students, being like, hey, come out, this is a great time, great way to connect. And then for me personally, on the athletic side of things, it's nice having the community come out, see all the hard work that goes into something like this, and just having a great time.
And then Madison?
Yeah, I think it's just about the support, making sure students are here. They know that the community is here for them, that we host events like this for everyone to come out, for their families to join. Just make sure they feel at home. I know it's a lot of students from around the world just coming here at one time. So I think it's great. I'm super excited. Like she said, this is our fourth year. This is our first year here, so I'm super excited to see how packed out it would be.
Madison, we'll start with you on this one. What is it like being involved with the university on the side of student body president? I mean, I'm sure in that role you have a lot of responsibilities, but I'm sure that role has also taught you a lot, just in terms of what you can do with that knowledge and experience after you graduate, right?
Yes, I think this role, it definitely teaches me a lot about life itself, about myself, about, you know, leadership roles, how to deal with students, how to deal with faculty members. I think that's an amazing opportunity. I think the biggest thing for me is just consistency,
sure.
Making sure I stay consistent, making sure I check in with everyone, make sure, you know, things are just flowing, making sure I'm hearing students, what they need, how faculty members can help. So it's a lot, but I enjoy it. I love it. I love the leadership role. I love being able to be there for the students and listen to them and actually execute what they need at our university.
And then Emma, for you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the biggest thing is being able to be a voice and to be somebody that students can, and faculty and staff, but mostly students can trust in you and can, you know, help rely on you if they have a question or concern, and being able to spread positivity and show what the Upstate community is all about.
We're joined right here on the Fan Upstate by Madison Robinson Miller as well as Emma Hudson, both students at USC Upstate. I was asking Charlie Ann earlier and want to hear y'all's thoughts on this as well. You talk about the Upstate having so many universities and colleges. For USC Upstate to be the only one really doing something like this tonight here at Fifth Third Park with Morgan Square Madness, does that kind of, in y'all's mind, make it something you guys are proud of as students?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, we live by the slogan reaching greater heights, and I think Upstate kind of separates himself from everybody else by doing that. It's a Division I institution with a lot of great sports teams, a lot of great student organizations, a lot of great people at the end of the day. So being able to represent that, not only just with our campus, but our Spartanburg-wide community and into the rest of the Upstate as well, is amazing.
Madison, what has been your favorite part? You're a senior, you're both seniors, both Madison and Emma. Your favorite part about USC Upstate that you maybe didn't expect for you to fall in love with, maybe a little surprised. In your 4 years at USC Upstate, what have you enjoyed the most?
Well, I'm actually a transfer student. I transferred last year to USC Upstate.
Okay.
So this is my first time in South Carolina.
I apologize.
No, it's okay. But what I do love about Upstate is the support, the
yeah.
village that I was kind of thrown into when I first got here. Events like this kind of make,
sure.
you know, life worth living for,
yeah.
in my opinion, because you see outside of school, you also see our faculty members and staff and deans and chancellors come out and actually want to support. And like Emma said, it is a D1 university, but I think people don't understand how hard it is to be disciplined and consistent as a D1 athlete, but most importantly, a student athlete. So I think all of that is just amazing and very important to the university.
And where'd you transfer from, Madison?
Bowie State. It's an HBCU in Maryland.
No way.
The first HBCU.
Shout out to them.
Yes.
How about it? What went into your decision to transfer to Upstate?
So I'm always looking for more. I'm always looking to spread my wings a little bit more.
Sure.
And I guess, you know, God is so good. He placed me here at Upstate, and I've been very grateful for the opportunities and the experiences that I've had, people that I've met, to put me in these places and to keep going. So, yeah.
Emma, same thing for you in terms of transfer or no?
No, I've been here. Upstate is the only college I looked at in high school.
Is it really?
I'm from Greenville, yes.
Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
Riverside High School.
Okay,
here in Greer, yeah. So Upstate's the only place I looked at, the only place I applied. I toured this place, and I loved it, you know, and so I've tried to make the impact that this university has had on me. I've tried to spread that to other people.
Yeah. What would you say to someone listening in the Upstate, Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson today, hearing you guys talk? What would you say in terms of not only an event like this tonight, but what makes Upstate special? I'm sure they have, you know, children listening or at home as well that, you know, one day are going to be deciding on a college like you guys did.
So what a lot of if you do know, if you don't know, Upstate is the nursing college, so we're very
right.
known for our nursing program. But what I love about Upstate is when you go to Upstate, not to say anything towards our nursing majors, but it's just so much, and people kind of forget that this is a nursing
yeah.
university. So I love the fact that they can just come in and they see how we just had a new library extension. We had our ribbon cutting this morning, and, you know, that just opens up a lot of great opportunities for students. So I really do feel like that's just very important, and that's why people, you know, when they walk into Upstate, they kind of just get a feel for everything. It's just not centered towards what department or one what somebody may hear, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, we have a lot of different great things going on at USC Upstate, so I love that. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I think too, you know, with Upstate is the amount of opportunities you can have that you didn't even realize were a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something that you're passionate about, you're hardly going to hear the answer no.
Wow.
So, you know, never in a million years did I think that I would be able to, you know, help put on a great event like this or get to work all of these different sports. I didn't even know that was a possibility until
sure.
I came to Upstate, and people trusted in me and helped me develop and learn what I wanted to do for a career. So God has really, you know, shined his eyes on this university, and he's doing a great job. And Upstate is, you know, it's such a hidden gem that a lot of people need to start learning about.
What are the activities tonight, Madison and Emma, that you both feel like you could dominate? Basketball, you have the punching bag right here.
Yeah, I think I started with the punching
have
bag, and I'm
going
to leave it at the punching bag. Yes, yes.
I was doing a home run derby down there. I had the t-ball bat, and I was hitting the home run derby. So I think
– how'd you do?
I think I did all right.
Yeah.
You know, I played 1 year softball in fourth grade, so
okay,
I think
cool.
I held my own.
Yeah. You still have the mechanics, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a golfer now, but it transitioned.
Yeah,
okay.
Emma's the – she's – yeah, if it's anything athletic, anything sports-related, Emma, I'm a thrower out there for sure.
Like, we had when this park opened, they let all of the media come to a tour before it opened, and we went underneath, and in the batting cages we were able to hit, and it was a rude awakening.
It's humbling.
It that's a good way to put it. It is humbling. For sure. This event tonight, for somebody listening that might want to come out, bring their kids tonight, it is free. What would you guys say for those listening in the Upstate just to come by and see what's going on here at Fifth Third Park tonight?
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're the sports fan or you want to interact with different people or you're just looking to see kind of what the college life is all about.
Sure.
You know, there's a little bit of everything for everybody. So definitely come out. It's a great event, great people. You get to see what goes into, you know, you get to see these people reap the rewards of all of their hard work. And it's a great family time.
Now, this is a sports show, so I got to know from both Madison Robinson-Miller and Emma Hudson, what are your sport? Do you have sports teams?
I do. I am a Washington Commanders fan.
Nah. That hurts.
I have to go with my beloved Commanders. Not gonna lie.
I like it. I'm a Cowboys fan, so that hurts a little bit. So.
I am a diehard Atlanta Braves fan.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Went to the World Series in 21.
No
way. Went to All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
Best times of my life. NFL, unfortunately, I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
Oh, yeah, that is unfortunate.
You know, we've won two games in a row, so that is a –
That's a
start,
step,
you know,
yeah.
baby steps, right? But the Braves are my number one in life.
So since you're a diehard Atlanta Braves fan, new manager's coming
Travis Darno. That's all I want, Travis Darno.
As the manager?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one
If it's
yet.
Freddy Gonzalez, I'm going to be so mad.
No, I don't think of that. I don't think so.
No, it's either Travis Darno. I want him to bring Jesse Chavez in kind of on a senior role.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you're really
I'm locked
calling
in,
your
man.
Shot here, right?
Yeah, I've been saying it for a long time. Travis,
wow.
that is my dude.
That's a dark horse.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's your dude.
He is my dude.
She knows him personally.
You
would think.
I was going to say.
I've met him a few times. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Sounds like a big fan.
Is he coming out tonight?
Yeah. I think he's a little busy.
Yeah, you might want to text him and see.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate both of you for stopping by, and best of luck to you. Real quick, before we let you go, post-college plans?
Yes. So I take my LSAT in November to get into law school.
Madison, there are sports fans listening that some of them didn't go to college. You gotta explain.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so the LSAT is just a test that you have to take in order to get into law school. You have to pass. So the score ranges from 120 to 180, 150, okay. 160 being kind of the minimum. I'm trying to go for 150, not trying to set myself short, but it is challenging. If I do pass, hopefully, I do want to go to North Carolina Central Law School.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, hopefully
what
just –
What inspired you to be in law, practice law?
A lot of different things. So I was a neuropsychology major at first, and I just enjoyed learning about the brain, learning about, like, you know, people's body language, why they think the way they think.
Sure.
And then I was kind of like, you know, there's a lot of people that need lawyers. There's a lot of people that don't understand law a lot. And I know it's kind of hard when you do get into that field, but I do feel like it's very beneficial to just
sure.
have, you know, a lot of women step up and try to take control and help out any way that they can. That's something that just means a lot to me. And I just love helping people.
Yeah.
I love making sure that someone is granted, like, their full chance at life, you know,
because
you only get one time
you
to
do.
Live this life.
You really
so
do.
If I can play a hand, I can help out, then 1,000 times, yes.
That's awesome. And then for you, Emma?
My answer is not as good as hers.
As we're deafened by the
train. That might be a good thing. I applied to grad school at USC Columbia for sport management.
Okay.
I'd love to stay in the upstate. I'm a homebody. You know,
yeah.
I'm really close with my family.
Yeah.
So I'd love to work locally, whether that's, you know, coming back to upstate or working for another one of our sports teams doing the sport management marketing side of things.
Sure.
Because sports is something everybody can relate to, no matter what background they come from.
All right, I lied to you. One more quick question. One
yeah.
more. Both of you have lived in Spartanburg-ish now for, you know, you longer than Madison. Favorite restaurant in Spartanburg?
I don't know if it's really a restaurant, but I'm
what
a.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's like I'm a big Sully Steamers fan,
okay.
And I know they just opened one up
yeah.
probably a little over a year ago. That's my
right
go-to.
Right down the road?
Yep.
Okay. Madison, you got to pick one.
I'm going to go with okay. I don't know the name of it. It's a pizza shop downtown Spartanburg.
Pizza?
Yes.
Downtown.
I don't know what it's called.
Venus Pie,
yes.
That's
Venus
a good
Pie.
Answer.
And I'm from Chicago, so I feel like Chicago has the best food, best
yeah.
pizza, best
the
anything.
Slices are
best
huge,
anything,
right?
Yes. But I went to Venus Pie and I had the biggest slice of pizza
huge.
And I was like, okay, I like it. I'll take it.
That's
for Spartanburg.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both
Thank
of you.
You.
And
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
Your time.
Thanks for having
Thank
us,
you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
Good to see both of you. Ruby Downs also from Ingles Markets. I don't know. Can I talk Ruby Downs into joining us on the Fan Upstate? I mean, Ruby, I hadn't talked to you in so long. Let's keep it going, Ruby. She's been distant from us, and I don't know why. I get upset when I don't see Ruby in a long time, and I have to call Ingles' corporate office just if I want to talk to Ruby and get, you know, put on a 9-minute hold and speak to some lady in the front office. I'm kidding. How are you?
I'm here for you.
Ruby yes. Downs of Ingles Market. So good to see you as always. Don't let that guy right there. Don't let that guy close. He might mess something up. Corey.
No, Corey's here.
Corey's here. He's the best,
yes.
I guess, right? Even though he left us and now he's rocking and rolling with you guys at Ingles. Ruby Downs, you've heard
yes.
her on the Fan Upstate before,
mm-hmm.
and Ruby joins me right here. Fifth Third Park, fourth annual Morgan Square Madness. How cool
right.
is this event,
This
Ruby?
Is awesome. We went last year. I went for the first time last year.
Yep.
And hung out with you.
That's
it was
right.
a great time.
Yeah.
I messed up on the Simon Says, though.
Did you not do well in Simon Says?
I did not, but I'm going to give it another shot this
Are
year.
You not good at following directions, Ruby? Is that what it is? Is that the root of the issue here?
I like to tell people what to do.
Yep.
I'm not the follower. I'm the instructor.
I like it. I
yes,
like it.
Yes.
Ingles being involved with so many different things, but an event like this where it's truly groundbreaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, a basketball court tonight on a baseball
I know.
Field.
How awesome.
I mean, that's cool,
you could
right?
You get more people in.
I mean, they said there's 2,000 tickets
yes,
already claimed.
That's incredible.
Yeah. What does awesome. It mean to be able to, I mean, as much as you guys do, you do everything. You look everywhere.
Right.
And there's Ingles, but to continue to lead the way in new things like this, I'm sure that's got to be something you're proud of.
It's
right?
very heartwarming. I mean, how awesome is it to work for a company that is able to do things with different colleges and to be here tonight
sure.
to be able to help with the shirts and help hand out different items and, you know, get to meet new new people. I mean, it's incredible. It's a great feeling.
You get to see Ruby Downs.
Yes, I mean, you get to see me. I'll give up free hugs.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Ruby Downs of Ingles Markets joining us tonight on the Fan Upstate. This is a cool event, and you know, we change audience in radio like every 10, 15 minutes. We get a new audience, somebody going home from work or whatever it is. What excites you the most about what you've seen prepared tonight?
Oh, my goodness. I love basketball.
Yeah.
I just love basketball. I'm in a lot of the games. But, like, we have our National Guard here. Mm-hmm. They have, what is that, punching bag? Yeah.
I don't know. It's not a bag. What do you call that, Corey?
What is that? It's a punching something.
Punching machine.
A punching machine.
So I asked Charlie Ann, I should have done this for you as well. I should have printed out a picture of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me put it on there and let you really
No. I have other people.
Okay. You already printed it. Ruby's pulling them out of her book bag over here. Who's that guy that you're putting on there?
Yeah, I already have a couple, you know. Maybe get it from the front, get it from the side.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Ingles Markets. Look, it's football season. Basketball season's approaching. Mm-hmm. But right now with football going on, talk about some of the things you guys are doing locally.
Oh, well, we're working with Clemson, which is great.
How's that been?
It's been so much fun.
Other than the results of
the games. You know, can't win them all, but the tailgating has been incredible. It's been so much fun. So, you know, the game will get better.
Hopefully.
I have faith.
Hopefully. Can't get any worse, right?
I have faith. But, yeah, the tailgating part is incredible. I have a lot of fun doing that.
I saw you at a Clemson game. You didn't see me. I was there as a fan.
Oh.
Were you Clemson LSU?
No, I was not.
What game did I see? I thought I saw you.
I was at the last one.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. I saw you from the distance. You were busy telling
I'm
people what
busy.
To do. Yep. and then with, you know, basketball season coming up as well, we were obviously last year at the SoCon Championship. And
that's going to be a good time.
It is. It always is. Regardless of sport, it doesn't seem like you guys waver from the support, right?
We do a lot. Like, on the 5th, we have SoCon, or not SoCon, I'm sorry. Got so many things happening.
I know it.
We have Comic-Con happening
Comic-Con,
in Greenville.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's still time for you to get your tickets for that in the upstate. Stop into your local Ingles and pop your ticket.
I think it's
like $15 a ticket, which is not bad for some family fun.
So have you had a chance to get out to my local Ingles yet across from where I live? On Highway 9 in Bowling Springs, it's the brand new renovated Ingles.
Have you seen it? I have not been there yet.
Ruby, it is awesome. It is awesome. I'm telling you, when you walk in to the right, I mean, the entire deli, I mean, I'm sure you've seen, you know, you guys,
it's
not the first time.
Yeah,
but, oh, my goodness.
Not my first rodeo.
Not your first rodeo, but like the new menu items. I mean,
and they have the new burrito bar.
Oh, I get it all.
Oh,
trust
my
me.
Gosh, yeah.
The burrito bowl.
I mean, if you want something for lunch and something a little different than a deli sandwich or something, you know, you don't want chicken, now
pizza.
We can help you.
You know, I told Melissa
burritos.
I told Melissa that the other day. When I walked in my Ingles a couple of weeks ago at lunchtime, it truly, with that new feel, the new renovations, it felt like a restaurant. And I hadn't experienced. I'm sure that's an area.
Now
you guys,
all we need to do is get waitresses.
Wow. Well, how about you? Could you do it?
I could do it, but, you know, I've got so many other things.
I have. Really?
Early
in your life? Or
When I was in school, I did.
My first job was a restaurant.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is be friendly and have fun with the families
and
get good tips.
What's your best waitress story that you can share? I have a good one for you as well, but I want to see if you have a good one.
I've got bad ones.
Can you share them on the radio? Maybe not, right?
Probably not.
So let me tell you this. Tell me if I'm a bad person for this, okay? Here's one of mine. I worked at a restaurant here in Spartanburg. Not going to tell you which one, but my first job. And I had only been there for like 6 months, right? There was an elderly gentleman who came in just about like two or three times, so almost every day, right?
Okay.
It was his usual spot. And he was up there in age, right? And he came in, and right before he was ready for the bill, he asked me about one of the things that was out front on the sign. And he said, I'd like to try a piece of that free whiffy. And for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes through my head. I'm thinking, what is this guy talking about?
What's
do you know what that?
What's a free whiffy?
Do you know what a free whiffy is?
No, I can't say that I do.
Okay, so he was talking about Wi-Fi.
Oh, Wi-Fi.
So guess what I did? I didn't know what to do. I finally realized, oh, he's talking about Wi-Fi, because I went to the front.
Okay,
so I went back there, got him a random piece of cake, pie, whatever, took it to him. He never knew. So you never – is that bad? I mean
– And I bet you got a good tip out of that.
Yeah, that's my best. I wasn't a waiter for too
long. That was pretty clever.
But you
that
just
was pretty
think
clever.
You gotta, I think everybody should at least work in a restaurant at least one time in their life.
Yeah, that was a piece of cake on you.
Yeah.
You had to pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure.
You're like,
sure. Ruby, appreciate you. Yes. Appreciate – where's Melissa?
She's not going to be able to make it today. She had some things
we'll
come up.
We'll give her a pass,
but
I
she
guess,
will
right?
be back next time to Wire
That's
to Wire.
Awesome.
She'll
That's
be back.
Awesome.
Don't
we
you
love,
worry.
We love your entire team, and as always, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll continue the conversation. Didn't mean to cut you off.
Nope.
And Upset Picks Challenge. We've got to dive back into that. We'll do that next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, Tolos, we have had a jam-packed show of USC Upstate, Morgan Square Madness, Ingles, so much. And I know that a lot of you Tolos have sent in your upset picks, and I need to remind you one more time to do so. You have until 7 o'clock tonight, really like 6:52 if you want to be exact. But the Upset Picks Challenge does roll on, 844-326-3663. Yesterday we had, 61 upset picks entries sent in, and we want to see if we can match that 61 today. 844-326-3663. You're looking for a underdog this weekend to outright win the game. You send in your name, the spread, and the points at 844-326-3663. Also want to remind you Tolos out there, if you did send it in earlier before the show today, your pick does not count. It has to be during show hours from 3 to 7. So make sure you do it during show hours. Tolo J. Butane going Boise State 20.5 over Notre Dame. Big swing in there, aren't you, Tolo J. Butane? Tigerville Bo going Virginia over Louisville for 6.5 points. Scotty Mack says, give me Maryland plus 6.5 over Washington State. Boomer Bill taking Wake Forest plus 6.5 over Virginia Tech. Tennessee Tyler taking Syracuse over SMU, 17.5 points. Kane's Transplant, good to hear from you, going UAB over Army plus 6.5. Tyler from the Berg going Syracuse over SMU plus 17.5. Huge point spread there, Tyler. I like the way you're confident in that one. Hopefully it hits for you. Cocky Jake 87 goes Purdue plus 10.5 with the Upset Picks Challenge. Shane Barrett from Tuscaloosa says he is going to roll with Michigan State versus Nebraska. Michigan State plus 11.5. Jeremy Nix going North Carolina over Clemson for 14.5. Tolo Scott. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tolo J. Butane says Boise 205 over 20.5 over Notre Dame. Tolo J. Butane says also shout out to Scott from Wabtec. Talked about your show today. Tolo Scott has a nice ring to it. Well, appreciate that, Tolo J. Butane. Also, Scott, appreciate you listening to the show as well. Drew Bustank gets in at 844-326-3663. He says, let me get Purdue plus 9.5 over Illinois. Twisted Whisker goes Vandy over Alabama for 10.5. Fresh Prince going Maryland plus 5.5 over Washington. Let's see, they're rolling in right now, left and right. My goodness, at 844-FAN-PHONE. Kevin Bugs, what's up, Kevin? Going Arkansas State plus 13.5 over Texas State. Tolo Panther Boy going Coastal Carolina over Old Dominion plus 20.5. Tolo Steve going Virginia plus 6.5 over Louisville. Texter talking about Upstate softball. Yeah, they've always had a strong softball team, Texter. No doubt about that. Mark L.O. Ducks gets in. He goes UAB plus 7.5 over Army. Keith and TR says, I was cutting it close last night. Just want to make sure I got it in. I'm taking Wake Forest plus 6.5 over Virginia Tech. JC says, give me Boise State plus 10.5 over Notre Dame. Frank Wagner going UAB plus 6.5. They're coming in faster than I can read the text on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Texter says, please give me Virginia plus 6.5 over the Cardinals of Louisville. Well, Texter, you did not put your name on the text. You have to put your name so we will know how to identify you in the Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets. Again, you're looking for an underdog this weekend in college football to outright win the game. You send in your name, the game, and the point spread. My goodness, the text line buzzing right now. Jay Waller and Anderson says, give me Virginia plus 6.5 over Louisville. Let's see. Darth Chosen says UNC versus Clemson, 14.5. He says, I'm a Clemson fan, but UNC gets the dub. Darth Chosen, I don't know about that. But we will get that in for you on the Upset Picks Challenge. Tolos, until 7 o'clock tonight, the Upset Picks Challenge is open. Again, 844-326-3663. It's the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line. We want your name, the game, and the spread. If you're new to the challenge, if you hit this week, you will be awarded that amount of points onto a season-long rolling total, all season-long. If you want to see the current standings for the Upset Picks Challenge, go to our Facebook or Twitter page at The Fan Upstate. I've got it pinned to the top of the Twitter page. Jersey Joe says, today is my Friday on this thirsty Thursday. Cole's future is so bright that he needs to wear shades. Well, Jersey Joe, I'm outside, and the sun's shining pretty bright. So, yeah, I do need to wear them, without a doubt. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. I am live at Fifth Third Park. Here it is, the fourth annual. And I'm telling you, man, you don't want to miss this tonight. If you are going to bring your family, the fourth annual Morgan Square Madness, going to be a lot of fun. We're getting closer and closer. We'll continue the USC Upstate conversation next right here on the Fan Upstate.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.